Chapter 3, Me and My Mam. I was a year old when I left Auntie Val and Uncle Charlie. Yes, it was a wrench, but we all knew I had a destiny to fulfil. Little me. Next, I was taken on by the G Team, as Mam calls them, a team of dog-savvy professionals who train us to be the best guide dogs we can possibly be. Mr. Nick was my G teacher, and did he know how us dogs tick? What training happens with the G Team stays with the G Team. I guess it's up to Guide Dogs UK to let on. Whatever they do, my Mr. Nick was very good at it. He was so good, I made it to Arnie's stage, believe it or not, early. As a shiny new guide dog, I qualified. Got the harness and the medal to prove it. And my Mam when I was 18 months old. The moment Mam and me first met, I could tell she was funny. Funny in a roll on my back, legs in the air, belly tickling kind of way. Us dogs can sense these things by reading body language as clearly as you might read a road sign. So yes, I summed up my Mam as soon as I smelt her, Marmite and all. I wouldn't have called her a pushover, but the signs were there. It was a summer morning when Mr. Nick walked me up the drive of my new home. I don't mind telling you, I was a little daunted. As Mr. Nick wasn't, I didn't let it worry me too much. I padded along beside him, very smart and proud of my new harness, negotiating my way across the large gravel stones leading up to a strange front door. I was ready for anything as he reached for the bell. Before his finger touched the button, the door flung open, and there she stood, my Mam, a vision in odd socks. She looked like fun, but the silly moo burst into tears as she knelt down to put her arms round my neck and hug me, like I'd never been hugged before. What more could a young, handsome lab do but lick her face? I've never forgotten the taste of those tears. Mam had never had a dog like me before, so the day after this first introduction, we had to go away for a few days to a guide dog friendly hotel. This gave us time to get to know each other while Mr. Nick started training us together. The main thing was how to take care of me. It's pretty basic stuff all dog owners do. You know, feeding, grooming, poop scooping. But remember, Mam can't see. Dad explains it better. I've lost count of the times I've heard him say, "You try picking up his curly whips with closed eyes, especially the steamers." Crude, but he has a point.